It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, indeed.
Wakulla County Proclamation declaring February 27th, 2016 as Alvin Hall Day. Mr. Alvin Hall, this is your day.
As that song said, it's been a long time coming. The last time I was on the stage was in 1970. I tried deliberately not to have any expectations. I tried not to do what I normally do, which would be to anticipate things. I thought it would be most beneficial for me to be completely and totally in the moment, to accept what things are, and then look back at my past experience here. This is very emotional for me. I know many people out there, and it's been sort of wonderful to come back and meet everybody. I did not anticipate that coming down here would open up all of this. I feel so lucky, having been born in a small town where you had to know everybody, you had to be nice to everybody, whether you liked it or not. I am nice to people all around the world. The county is full of more people, specifically more white people have moved here. That's very clear. Religion seems even more deeply ingrained in the culture than when I was growing up, although that can't possibly be because I was raised very religiously. Church on Wednesday nights, Saturdays, Sundays all day. People always say to me, are you religious? I said, you can't have gone from church from the day you were born to the time you were 16 that many times and not be religious. It's impossible. But what I carry with me is a single, simple lesson. And that lesson is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For people like Dot, who was always nice to me, Patricia, Francella, for many of the people who were down here who were really supportive, it was like no time had passed. No time had passed. We could still talk. We could still laugh. We have great memories. Oh, especially with Francella, because Francella and I were really close, really close. I think probably closer than anybody else. Yeah, she means a lot to me. Yeah, I always get these points where I almost burst into tears because it's just touching to know. The other bit of generosity that I took from here was from Miss Freddie Grooms. Miss Grooms went to her friend, told him about me, and as a result, I got into Yale. Without those generosities, all which started here in Wakulla County, I'm not sure where I would be today. The thing that has been most surprising is how the people in my father's side of the family have attempted to embrace me in a way that they never did when I was growing up in Wakulla County. I'm the only son of my father and mother. Occasionally, I would look at myself in the mirror as I'm getting older and wonder, why is my face doing this? Why is my body doing this? Where does this come from? Because it clearly wasn't from my mother, so it had to be from my father. But I didn't have any of those reference points. I didn't know where my curiosity about the world, where my ambition, where my desire to travel came from. None of my other brothers and sisters with whom I were raised have this. None. And Tanya has been the link to all of that. And it's very touching for me. It's deeply emotional for me, much more so than I like to actually admit, because she's filling in all these gaps that I had decided many years ago to just let go. Why look back? Why look back? Would knowing it make my life today better? I think now it does make my life a little better. But unless somebody had brought that information to me, I would never have looked it up. When I left here, I left friends, I left teachers I loved, I left my sister, Linda, Andre, Rowena, Juan, who is dead, Sheila, I left my mother, my grandmother, I left everybody. And I went out on my own. And I knew from that day forward, it would be a journey, essentially, by myself. So I tell everybody, you leave a place, you don't know what the journey is going to be. But what you do know is that if you believe, if you take the good things that you gain from this small town and this small area, what you gain is a part of yourself that you can keep, and it will hold you strong through the vicissitudes of life. So wherever I go, there's part of Wakulla County that is going with me, and each and every one of you share in that. So thank you very much for having me back after all this time. I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you. I think they all have been a funny way, been waiting for me to come home. I think they all think that I'm going to come home. And I know I'm not. I am very glad to have this opportunity to come back. And I will come back again. But I couldn't come and live back here again. I couldn't. It would be the death of me. In many ways, the world out there knows the new me, and the people here know the old me. And I don't think they have synthesized those two yet. I don't think they have to. As long as they know Donnell Hall, that's fine. And I'm very happy to be Donnell Hall. I don't disown that name. But I know that when I went to Yale, I became Alvin Hall. And that started the journey of Alvin. All I ever wanted to be was a writer. I really didn't want to be much else. But I had to make a living in life. And maybe at this point, all of this is coming to me so that I can do the one thing I wanted to do when I was 8 and 9 years old. I've already started thinking about, when I get back to New York City, how I'm going to block out time just to revisit all of this and take notes and decide where I'm going. Clearly, it has to be Alvin Hall Day. I think that's just the entry point. It just has to be that. But to come down here to see where I am from and to see this part of the world, which is, I think, is unimaginable to most people. I think most people who know me would never imagine that this is the world in which I grew up.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.